Milo, I'm a gay man and mass Muslim immigration terrifies me. By Milo on November 16, 2015. I'd hate to be thrown off a roof. I mean, imagine if I landed on this face. But that's the future Europe and even the US are sleepwalking into if we let wacky progressive hand-wringers keep apologizing for radical Islam and calling the rest of us racist for expressing our concern at mass immigration from cultures that care nothing for the rights of women and gays. You want to see a patriarchy? Fly to Riyadh or Tehran. In the former, women can't drive. Alright, fair enough, they might be onto something there. In the latter, gays are hanged, often from cranes in public places. ISIS is even more brutal, hurling fags off the roof after ritually humiliating them. In Raqqa you'll see women and children sold for a few $100s. These are the attitudes we're importing by allowing millions of Muslims to settle in Western Europe. Sorry if that sounds intolerant, but remember women and gays aren't just treated like shit by ISIS, but mainstream Muslim culture, too. I can't remember how many Muslim countries have the death penalty for homosexuality. What is it, 10? 11? We now know that at least one of the Paris terrorists came into Europe posing as a refugee. This confirms all the worst fears of progressive commentators who were hoping the political right was wrong about the security threat mass immigration presented. But there's a more general concern for liberal Western democracies. It's not just the jihadis, but the attitudes of ordinary Muslims that are a grave cause for concern. Not just for the women being gang-raped in Malmo but homosexuals everywhere in Europe. So you can accuse me of being Islamophobic if you want. Because no, I don't want to be shouted at or spat on in the street. Maybe my gayness is standing in the way of a Muslim utopia. But I'm going to be selfish here and say maybe we don't import all the people who want to murder me. I'm serious. Gay people are getting stoned to death all the time in the Middle East. And not in the fun way, in the throw big rocks at your head until you die way. I don't mean to be callous, but what are we gaining by letting these people in? Why can't we help them with overseas aid? Why do they need to come here? Aren't we just encouraging more of them to risk the trip by throwing our borders open? Put like that, I hope you can appreciate why I'm considering a move to the US and just what you're giving up by transforming your societies and turning a blind eye to Sharia courts where a woman's testimony is, legally, worth less than a man's. Of course, I realize there are some other options available to me. I could always take the veil. Terrorists pretend to be women by wearing it. So why can't I pretend to be one too, to avoid being queer bashed in Bradford? Plus, I wouldn't get hit on by Pakistani rape gangs because as we all know they prefer helpless young white girls to their own beefy, hirsute women folk. But when I think about it, British weather can be awfully muggy. And those things really don't look very comfy. And how am I supposed to cruise handsome dads in the park wearing a black bedsheet? From what I can tell, it's not women and children coming over in these refugee crises but strong 22-year-old men. Under ordinary circumstances I'd be fine with a bit of Middle Eastern rough. But I prefer my nocturnal encounters with dark-skinned men to be at least partially consensual. The left's willful, suicidal ignorance about Muslim culture is at odds with virtually every one of their cherished social justice prescriptions. They look for sexism in mansplaining and flirtatious remarks. Yet turn a blind eye to a culture where the only acceptable role for women is head-scarfed housewife. They see intolerance in Halloween costumes, yet ignore the regular atrocities of cultures that mass murder each other over regional, tribal, and sectarian differences. They think conservatives who disagree with their definition of gay marriage to be bigots worthy of social ostracism, yet welcome into their midst a culture that wants to execute queers like me. If you don't believe me, just look at what's happening in Sweden. A gay pride march that planned to go via a Muslim area was criticized and called needlessly provocative by progressives who care more about protecting an immigrant's right to be a hateful bigot than the rights of gay citizens to express their sexual identity. What am I missing here? I know this is the point at which I'm supposed to say not all Muslims in the West are bad people. But I can't bring myself to care about caveats when 1,200 girls are getting raped in Rotherham and Britain is sending more fighters to ISIS than almost any other country. As the journalist and activist Brigitte Gabriel points out, the peaceful majority are irrelevant. Liberals refuse to face the fact that Muslim immigrants will never adapt to Western cultures and become typical Britons without some kind of massive re-education and assimilation. They expect us to expand our progressive worldview by accepting Islam's Bronze Age barbarism. The problem with accepting all of these people and their culture is there's no place for me in it. You get to have your ISIS friends, or you get to have Milo. Because when you invite us to the same party, off the roof I go. Follow Milo Yiannopoulos, at Nero, on Twitter and Facebook, or write to him at milo@breitbart.com. Android users can download Milo Alert to be notified about new articles when they are published.